Day 3, Choosing the Right Table. Devotional. Life presents us with many tables where we can choose to sit, tables of gossip, bitterness, worldly ambition, or self-indulgence. But there are also tables of encouragement, wisdom, faith, and love. The tables we choose to sit at regularly will inevitably shape who we become. When we consistently sit at tables where Christ is not honored, we shouldn't be surprised when our own commitment to Christ begins to waver. Our spiritual fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, can wither when we're not rooted in life-giving community. This doesn't mean we should only associate with people who are exactly like us or who never struggle. In fact, some of the best tables are those where honest questions are welcomed and authentic struggles are shared. The key question is not whether everyone at the table is perfect, but whether the overall direction of the table is toward Christ or away from Him. Today, consider whether your current tables are producing the fruit you desire in your life. If not, it may be time to courageously seek new tables or to transform existing ones by bringing Christ to the center. Bible verse: Do not be misled, bad company corrupts good character. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Reflection question: What tables in your life need to be evaluated, and what would it look like to make Christ the centerpiece of those relationships? Quote, does the table lead me to holiness and wholeness? And is it a table that Christ is the centerpiece on? And if it's not, it's the wrong table and you either need to get up and leave or you need to flip it. Prayer: Jesus, give me courage to evaluate the tables where I sit. Help me to seek out relationships that nurture my faith and challenge me to grow. Where I need to make changes, grant me wisdom and strength. Where I need to be an influence for you at difficult tables, equip me to represent you well. Amen.